Yeah, there was one missing. It was.
Maybe I took his by accident. I took Wi-Fi on everybody.
Is this yours?
Last James got to do that.
Well, we thought it was people that mattered.
No, I took one.
Here's one. Can we have one of these?
Yep.
Here, you got one.
That's it.
Okay. We're gonna call the meeting to order at 7:11. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Make your time out of your day. Happy to have you. This is the annual meeting for the election of board of directors. The first thing on the agenda, of course, is calling meeting order. Second is to certify the quorum. And for quorum to take place, then we need 50% plus one, which is 86. We don't, how many people do we have here?
We're efforting that number right as we speak.
Efforting. 18 and how many proxies?
Three proxies.
So we don't have enough room. So we do not have a quorum.
It's 30%.
So.
It's 30%. It's not in the.
I will read the annual statement, so everybody knows how the table figures. As of January 31st, we do have an operating account balance of $21,282.72, a reserve account balance of $80,191.50. Some of the actions taken by the board over the past year, from February 28th of last year, February 21st of this year. We addressed the non-performance issues with Continental Property Management, terminated their contract with no penalty, hired a new management company for our property management, and a new attorney, Michael Chapman. With regard to the pool, we hired a new pool service, and the pool service replaced the filter system. We located and repaired the leak that was causing chemicals to be out of balance and mold to grow inside the bottom of the pool. Repaired the roof of the Savannah building damaged during Hurricane Wilma. Painted the exterior of the Savannah building and light fixtures repaired and painted. Painted the restroom walls and doors inside. And had to change the pool lock and the key distributors. Under lawn maintenance, we hired a new lawn service, Potter's Lawn and Landscaping. We're using push mowers on the views on most areas, not all. They removed the vines and debris throughout the development on Cleary Boulevard. And Cleary Boulevard, the area is now handled by the Quadrant 3 Lawn Service, not the Master Association. Sprinkler systems, we contracted for a monthly sprinkler service, DP maintenance and irrigation. The sprinklers were repaired and working throughout the development, and heads have been raised or lowered as needed for the landscaping. We added lines and heads for the center cul-de-sac island number 10 that had not had any sprinklers before, and no landscaping had ever survived without sprinklers there. Under landscaping, we put in new landscaping in all center islands. New shrubs and rural lanes were added along the main roads, 98th Avenue, 99th Avenue, and 9th Court. We mulched the center islands, main roads, and Cleary Boulevard. And funds are actually budgeted in 2007 for additional mulching because we didn't get to do all the areas. Under tree trimming, the trimming was performed in 2006 by certified arborist Potters. We have contracted with Potters for May of 2007 with the palms twice a year, May and November. Cleary Boulevard, FP&L has been contacted numerous times about trimming the trees under the power line so Potters can then be contracted to trim along Cleary. Tree replacement, we planted 42 trees throughout the development. Funds were budgeted for additional trees to be planted in 2007. Pest and fertilization, we hired a new company for monthly services for turf, ornamental, and palm trees, company Goodfellas. Roadways, we've made asphalt repairs, and the asphalt has secured for 6 months, and then we'll seal coat and do line painting. Maintenance for the community, we hired all county maintenance to provide daily on-site maintenance services for the community, and were able to reduce the hours from what we had been hired for before. Sidewalks were pressure cleaned throughout the development, concrete repairs made throughout the development, and sidewalk pressure cleaning is budgeted again this year. Jungle Gym area removed the rotted railroad ties, laid sod, and put new railroad ties on the south end to prevent erosion. Fences, the exterior of all fences were painted. We're continuing to work with homeowners to have them replace damaged or rotted fences since the fences are almost 19 years old. Curbing and bumper stops, repairs have been made. We are also painting them on a quarterly basis, and the painting has already begun for February. The SBA loan that the previous board had applied for was reviewed and declined. The funds have not been needed due to the special assessment that was approved by the previous board. Property lines, we surveyed the east side of the property and no trespassing signs were installed near the property line where damage occurs from another storm or hurricane. Y23 knows which tree, sidewalk, etc. we are responsible for. We're not paying for another association. Master Association, we appointed a representative, Robert Bynes, and he has attended all the Master Association board meetings. Newsletter distributed by hand every month, March through September, and again in December is scheduled for quarterly distribution in 2007, and it's mailed to off-site property owners. The 2007 budget, there was no increase in homeowner association dues for 2007. At the entrance, we're currently painting the walls and the signs of the center island, and the light fixtures are also going to be painted and new bulbs installed. Miscellaneous, the previous board had hired an off-duty police officer, so there was no off-duty police officer needed at the board of director meetings effective March of 2006. Vehicle break-ins were then addressed by notifying and involving the entire community. Exterior house paint colors were established and homeowners were notified. 2005 year-end financial compilation and taxes were completed, and the 2006 year-end review and taxes are scheduled to be done. We had our director, Robert Schwartzbaum, resigned in May, and Dan Cook was voted to join the board to take his place. And the items that we're still working on are the pool deck repair and repainting and a lighted sign at the entrance to 99th Avenue and Clary Boulevard. That's where your funds are spent. And at this point, I have to adjourn the meeting because we do not have a quorum. For the annual meeting, and we'll proceed to the board of directors meeting.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. And I'll call the board of directors meeting to order. We do have a board of directors. We're not having an election of officers. We do have a quorum for the annual meeting. Under old business, I don't think we have any of the old business. The only item that we all were quiet about was the concrete. And everybody read everybody's comments. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest
cement and concrete have different expansion rates, and that's what's causing the
has crack already. That's what those little spider cracks are. The cement is slippery, therefore it's a hazard. And that's not the way white concrete is done.
So they did not do the proper job?
No.
It's tricky to scale up.
Okay, thank you. We still have a balance that we owe them. Do we need further discussion, or do somebody want to make a motion?
No, I don't think we need a motion. I mean, I think that Jane or Chris should talk to them and say they are not having done properly, or they won't continue.
That conversation's been had, right?
You've had that conversation.
Yeah, and we've all had that conversation with them.
What was their reaction? You know, they were saying, no?
Well, they say that it's done the correct way.
Okay.
That they use the concrete on a bonding agent and then put the cement on top.
They shouldn't be cement on top. And that's why I think we need a motion to either, you know, a thought would be to have someone draft a letter to them stating, you know, what the board's decision is with regard to the performance of the integrity or structure or the satisfaction level or whatever. If we're dissatisfied with what has happened, then we need to communicate them, and I think it needs to be communicated in writing.
And then I think that since people see a picture of the cracking of this brand new patchwork along with the letter would, you know, speak volumes, I think.
In the contract, did it specify that they were going to do it that way?
No.
Well, then they're breaking the contract, basically.
Right?
Did it specify anything?
It didn't. No. It doesn't say. I mean, it tells the ingredients that they're going to use. It doesn't tell us how they're going to mix it, because most people don't put how they're going to mix concrete. Is the board in agreement that I guess my question would be, is everyone satisfied with the job that's been performed?
Yeah, yes. Obviously.
Yeah.
Everybody's in agreement on that? Robert?
And it's not. Okay, it's not going to last, so what's great? I don't want to be coming down to pay off.
I'll get beat up some more.
Okay. Maybe they ought to come out and meet with a couple of us.
They met with Chris.
So they know, they've seen.
And they said that's how it's supposed to look.
It's
supposed to look like the Colorado River in a dry July.
Yeah. They said the job is done, they're done, right, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we've had that.
They're proud.
Chris has walked the property with them, met with them. Jane and I have had numerous conversations
with them.
Is he licensed for concrete? Yeah, they're licensed.
What's it for concrete?
The general contractor.
I don't know where the paint.
General contractor.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll address that. AP Home. What's the balance, Jane? 50?
I think it's 55, 60, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. We talked about all this other stuff. Under new business, has everybody reviewed the management report? Any comments that you want to make?
I was told there'd be no math.
Jay, any comments on the finance?
No, I don't think.
Anybody have any questions on the finance?
I owe you guys $150. That's my comment.
Been asking, but yeah.
I get on that.
Okay. Master Association report, Robert?
There wasn't a meeting this month, so we're waiting until next month to have a meeting.
We know that Colin Ames is 4 months behind terms of, would you like to have them suggest that we file, that the Master Association file a lien since it's 4 months?
It'll probably come up in the next meeting, which is in March 7th.
It's coming up soon.
I can send emails out because I have to send out the minutes again because there were changes made, so I can ask for an update from Barry.
What do you guys think about that? Yeah. I mean, with 4 months behind, and that's
think it'll come up at the meeting, because then Cheryl will ask that we do a special assessment for the landscaping, and we'll say there's no money, and then it'll come up.
Yeah, well, can you make sure, can you send an email and make sure that it's addressed?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you.
Send an email.
Pool deck bid, everybody got a copy of what,
I told you.
We'll stop going.
I didn't wear it, I'm sorry.
Highland Handyman came out, took a, I forget what it was called, but everybody read the, they actually took this, something to test the integrity. Some of these areas are very secure, and some are not. Most of the areas that are peeling are actually around the edges, and up next to the coping where the pool is. And so what they're actually going to do, the proposal is to pressure clean, and then they would acid wash and prepare, ensure proper adhesion to the new paint to the bare concrete. They use a sharp brick texture to the paint to make it more tear resistant. Did anybody have a chance to review this? Do we want to table this to the next meeting? Did anybody print it off and look at it?
I didn't.
Want to table
Let's
this
table
to the next
that.
Meeting? Okay. I'll put this right here. Okay, the other thing that we need to talk about is our annual review that needs to take place. And the people who've been doing our compilation, the Continental had hired, or Waukee, whatever their name is, yeah, they only want, can everybody hear me? They only want to do a compilation. They refuse to do a review. Okay. And our review requires them to collect over $200,000. Right, Jane?
Yes.
Okay. They don't want to bid on it and don't want to do it. But it's more work because they actually have to come to the property manager's office, look at the records, verify that everything's accurate, that kind of thing.
He actually said that when I called him and asked him for a retainment letter, an engagement letter for a review, we don't do reviews. And he's an accounting firm, and I said, you don't do reviews? They said, no, we just do compilations. And I said, and he goes, we usually just handle small condominiums, and that's all we like to do, so we're going to pass on the review. I said, what about if we wanted to do an audit? He said, oh, God, no, we don't do audits.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
So. Has everybody had a chance to review the proposal? Okay, any questions? Jane, is this in line with what other associations?
Yeah, you have to. By law, you're required to, you're drawing over $200,000, you need to do a review. Last year, you only had to do a compilation. So, and that, it's going to cost you anywhere from, $2,500 to $2,800 for a review. They do come out, I give them an awful lot of information, but they do come out on site, and they do review records that I keep. They review minutes and, things like that. And then they'll give you a reviewed financial statement that you can, give to the members.
And then they also give us a projection of any upcoming major expenses, and it includes preparing the taxes. So do I have a motion?
I move that we accept this bid. Gerstle Rosen and Alderman from Gerstle Rosen and Goldenberg to do an annual review.
And they are actually proposing this for 2006 and 2007. Those are both. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You just need to sign that one letter, Greg.
One of these?
Yeah, and I have to send it back to them.
We don't have any architectural modification requests.
Really?
And
I'll put one in.
Open forum. Questions?
doesn't have a quorum.
Right, so then what happens after that?
We roll over.
No, yeah, front porch.
So either everybody really loves us or nobody really cares.
Okay, let's say four.
We needed.
You know, after the reading that list of stuff that we got done this year, and I didn't even realize how much we've gotten done until I saw it all.
No wonder we're tired.
18 people here.
We're tirelessly. Everybody's done a great job.
We needed 51 to have an election. There was only 18 homeowners who signed in, plus were three proxies and I think 15. So it's 18 and we needed 51. It's 30% of all the homeowners.
I mean, 86. 107, if you have to have 50%, there's 170 homes, there has 86.
In the documents, whatever your documents say, the statutes say 30%, but if your documents say one thing, then you go with what your documents say. Or it's 30% as the Florida statutes say.
Do you have your hand up, Stephanie?
Oh, I was going to ask you, I didn't hear anything about the areas, the common areas, or I don't know what you call it, but the parts in front of people's houses and along the side where they need to be planted. In front of my house, where there's just a sea of mud and roots. And
in terms of sod, you think about sod?
Well, I don't know. You don't have sod there, but I don't have any there now. They used to be sod or up until couple years ago, I guess. I only
did
something. It just broke the road because
there used to be something, and now the mud is just kind of splashing up on my house.
What's your address?
9832 Ninth Court. One of the things we can do is go through the development, and we do have some funds in the budget to look at landscape issues, and we can go through the development and see areas that sod might be needed. In terms of planting shrubs in front of people's houses, that's actually the individual homeowner's responsibility. But in terms of issues like sod, one of the things that we want to do is throughout the development where we have the really large, because we've been working as hard diligently to try and not get them to keep making the rings around the trees bigger and bigger. And so we've been trying, we've got money in the budget, and we'll look at sodding that so that, and then when we mulch, then it'll be much smaller.
So
we've done that along the main road, so we can go in and do that.
But
we're looking at doing that through the entire development.
We're just confused here because we didn't think
if the shrubs are the homeowner's responsibility, what if I decide to put in my own shrubs? Do I get a legal letter for that?
No, you need to put in an architectural.
What about
what
I want?
I did that in my what the documents say is because we're obliged to maintain it, and if you put in something that is maintained at the same level of maintenance, it's fine.
Your service is at the same level of maintenance.
Well, that's why I put in an architectural approval, and we look at those, the same kind of thing. It won't work. If it's anything that requires, you know, special maintenance, then you have to do it.
Actually, in the document, it actually says if the landscaping requires something special, then you actually have to pay to do that. I mean, most of the stuff that's been put in, we've got a really good company, and they're fertilizing on a regular basis, you know.
But I thought they put the shrubs too. They were there when I got there. I thought that all the landscaping, except for inside the fence, was the association.
I thought so too.
Part of the CCR.
No, and I remember it was Liz Fagan who pointed that out.
Yes,
that actually belongs to the individual, even though it's on the other side of the fence. I had the same impression.
Yes, he actually said. But I believe the wording was that it's the association.
Maintain.
Not install or replace, just maintain.
Right.
It's to maintain.
So I think
at one point,
yes,
they were doing it. Which, according to what it says,
that's why. Right. Yes, I remember there was a point when you know, everybody was logging it, but then somebody says, hey, we're not supposed to be doing this, you know, if money that's not in the budget for replacing the dying bushes and stuff, only supposed to maintain. And, you know, most of the bushes just stay pretty well, but over the course of time, they just have a stable life. And I ripped all of mine out and I put in my own.
One of the things that we're talking to landscaper about doing is on some of the shrubs that need it, we're going to do a hard cut back. Like some of the hibiscus will actually come back and we do a hard cut back.
Yeah, and, but we're going to notify the homeowners before we do that, so nobody would really have to know. Yeah. And they aren't going to do all of them, they'll just do the ones that look like they're not doing very well.
I'm going to test start at my yard with them. In the front of this is a huge tree that's got these big roots, and to get to my house, somebody's going to get hurt tripping on these roots, and I've got a feeling you're going to tell me that I can get sued for that if somebody falls on these roots, and I don't know what to do about the trees.
If the roots are, if it's a structural thing, would it affect your house or your foundation, you can actually have the tree removed.
I can have the tree removed.
But you have to go to the city.
But you have to go to the city, and you'd have to get a permit.
I thought again, trees are the responsibility of the association, so that's not your responsibility either?
Well,
I mean, you have to pay the maintenance fees for this kind of thing.
If you're talking about roots that are above the ground, mm-hmm. are they in the driveway?
They probably are.
I mean, if they are intruding,
but my main problem is if people just walk to the house in the front where there's nothing planted, it's just mud with big roots, and I'm just afraid somebody's like the children were coming around the Halloween. I had to go outside and kind of watch. I was afraid somebody's going to fall down and get hurt, and then.
Why don't we take a look at it and see something we can sod over top?
No, we can't. I know because when I delivered the newsletter, I saw that they really are high. You cannot sod over the top of it.
I don't know that this is, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I don't want to be a bear. I'm barefoot, but I'm so sorry. City of Plantation is very strict about tree removal. Even if we went to the association, go and ask, they may tell us, no, your tree, the chaparral, is a nuisance tree. Okay. And they will approve that. They've approved one neighborhood already. But what if it's like a really nice tree?
Well, but you can make a case. That's what I always say. The individual homeowner has better luck than we do. My neighbor.
We would have to, the association would pay to remove it. You're not going to pay for that.
But we need permission.
But the city, you know, we can go to them.
No, it's more effective if you go to the city. My neighbor got hers removed on the grounds that it shed leaves on her steps, and she fell and she hurt her back. So therefore, it was a nuisance, a danger, and they approved it and we removed it.
Okay, so the city can remove it, but the
association will not approve it. You need a permit. We can't. The city does not let any trees, even in your backyard, be taken down.
Right.
We've had homeowners return that wanted to put something in their backyard, and they wouldn't approve allowing them to take out a palm tree.
But it's actually easier for an individual homeowner to go to the city and apply for a tree removal permit than for quantifying the reassociation. They turned us down left, right, and center, but if the individual was going to ask, they were given the permit for reassociation was given the permit. So that's what we've been telling people.
And then once she gets a permit, we'll
permit,
pay to remove it.
Yeah, we will pay to remove it.
You'll pay to remove the trees in front of our house if it's a problem and we get a permit from the city?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about shrubs that are originally there? What makes it different that not shrubs, only trees?
Well,
the trees are out on the property.
What is?
I mean, we can trim the trees on the property.
But I'll say everything maintained from the fence to the street forward.
Right.
So you're trimming the bushes and some aren't being trimmed well enough, but we're not going to maintain them or replace them, but like...
We're going to maintain them.
Maintaining, trimming them back.
Yeah, like the dead original 18 years there. Some people can afford to be in their front yard because they're spending $125 a month on it. You'll replace the trees, but not the shrubs?
Well, the city will decide whether a tree has to go back there. We've had trees that have come out. That's why we planted 42 and we got more in the budget.
But the difference also is those trees, and especially in this woman's case, is a danger. It's a health, it's a hazard.
Okay.
Whereas the dead bushes aren't. And I'm sure I can tell you, I cut one of my neighbors way back. I mean, like down to the ground because it was a trip hazard for me. And the actual bush itself, things coming back up like healthier than it was before. So,
that's define what is common area. From the side of the house, or the side of the house, is that common area or belongs to the
For maintenance purpose, anything out in front of the home, anything in front of the fence is considered common area. And we maintain it.
But you don't replace or do anything?
No. The side issue we'll address.
don't know whose area it is?
Actually, there is, you'd have to look under site plan, and Greg Sadek brought this up to our attention, as a matter of fact, when we were having this kind of discussion. And he even showed that using his own property for, you know, he had the survey, and he showed how there's like a line drawn this way or that way, and there's actually, if you look out, you can see those little metal dots out by the road that tells you whose property is where. And I don't even remember what my survey says, but I mean, I know that in front of my house, that's right up until the tree line where I have my plant, that's mine.
I'm going to take your plant for me.
Pardon?
I'm going to take your plant for me.
Go, they're my plants. It's mine. But,
Frank, yes, we have about mulch in the front.
We are going to mulch those areas, yeah.
It's all that area?
You were about to...
Yes, I noticed that you must have sent a survey of the property of the tree roots, and you pruned some back at my neighbors. But, you know, we're coming toward my home and Barbara's home, we have some protruding roots that started to grow in the street and out in the driveway. And what do we let you about that?
If you'll just send us written notification, then we'll get it taken care of. I mean, because we don't have a way of knowing until somebody notifies us what the issues are with the roots in the driveways and that kind of thing. That's what we've done in the past.
And they noticed how in the middle of the road, there was some markings, and also around my neighbor's house, there was some markings. So I thought someone walked around the neighborhood, the asphalt company did, and surveyed what those green roots backs are.
Yeah, the asphalt company did. If they missed an area, and send us a notice to take care of it.
And my second question is following. If your neighbor's fence is falling down behind your house, this has nothing to do with the common area. What do they do about that? What if they won't replace the boards and the board keeps dropping off?
We actually consulted the attorney about that. This has come up before, particularly after the hurricane. The first thing would be to speak to your neighbor, because it's a shared fence, and your documents are real clear that it's shared. Speak to your neighbor, tell them that you need to replace the fence or make repairs together, whatever it is. If they don't respond, don't agree, whatever, then your second course of action is to actually send them a letter saying that, you know, these repairs need to be made, and you've gotten an estimate for X amount of dollars, and they need to split the cost with you. Your third, unless you really didn't tell them, well, it's the homeowner. The third thing on that list was that because of the value, it's probably under $1,000, then you can have, after you've notified them, inviting and given them a period of time to work with you on it, and you can actually do it, and if they don't pay, you can take them a small claim.
I mean, this is the same kind of issue that would happen whether you had a homeowners association or not. You know, like almost any time you have somebody next door to you, you could have a neighbor who's suffering and be cooperative. So, but it's something that's out of the association again.
And the last strong rain we had, I was noticing the sewer. They came to do that stuff that we cleaned before the season set in. Like, we might get up early spring with a lot of rain.
They aren't supposed to clean down.
That's a good suggestion. Because it has been done. Since we originally bought the property, the developer was required to come in and clean the drains. The city required it for construction debris. But let me, Jane, do you know frequently?
I was just thinking that the Broward County, in the past 2 years, have South Florida Water Management District has demanded homeowners associations and, you know, gated communities and such to have their storm drains cleaned, and they have a 5-year permit. So you have to pay like $200 for a permit, but it could cost you, say, $500 to $1,000 to hire an engineer to look at your storm grades, and then they have to be certified, and they have to be cleaned out, and they have them cleaned. How many do you have, do you know? How many storm drains?
Okay, we have one coming in on clear. We have one at the first cul-de-sac, one at Lisa's, one at the second cul-de-sac, one at Lisa's cul-de-sac.
cul-de-sacs. We have one down where Frankie is. We have one around the corner where you are, and one up at,
Your problems.
I mean, we're somewhere around, you know, between 8 and 10.
Depending if all you have to do is clean them, you can hire a company to come in and clean them. Then it's not that expensive. It'll be a couple thousand dollars. If you are going to get hit by South Florida Water Management, which you know they're doing it, they're doing it. Pembroke Pines, Davie, Coral Springs, Parkland. So they're coming around. It's a 5-year permit, so if you clean them beforehand, then it might be better off. And there's companies that just come in, they just vacuum them, you know.
Yeah.
Like here's another thing. Was it proposal for that? Mm-hmm. Was it actually coming from the? See, what happens in front of our cul-de-sac is the leaves actually get in front of the drain, and then it just blocks it because there's a huge volume of leaves from our trees. You just go in and pull the leaves away. The water rushes down.
But still, so I do still think, I mean, just thinking out loud, that, I mean, if it's been done once in 18 years, because I know anybody on the board here, whatever.
Actually, on the corner of that house, we just get water right up to the corner of the house.
Yeah, I definitely think. Can you get a proposal to that change?
Waterfront property.
I can tell you something, too, is because a lot of times the mulch is running off the, because there's slopes, and the mulch just collects in the streets.
Yeah,
and probably save money by not using so much mulch, and we would also not clog up the drains.
Yeah.
The problem is, if we use mulch or don't mulch, people want things mulched, and when we get these torrential rains, it's going to move because of the way the development's built, because everything's pitched to drain into the drains or whatever.
If you don't mulch, it's ugly.
Yeah.
That's a great suggestion.
They can put cementations or something in that without the mulch, they won't slide down into the.
Well, the trouble is they'll wash away because you get the soil erosion. Right. And that's what we've had. You know, the mulch serves more than one purpose. Yes, Lori?
I have a recommendation for violations that aren't in the bylaws. New homeowners moving in, a lot of people are getting violation letters for things, but it's not listed in the bylaws, so they're ignorant to it. Wondering if we could put it in the newsletters and let people know before we violate them, say, this is what maintenance is going to be reviewed in the neighborhood through walkthroughs or whatever. Can you please take care of this if you have this problem with your home, and then send out the violation letters to the people? Because a lot of new homeowners are moving in, they're not happy, and they want to move out right away, and that means someone else who will move in who doesn't care about the community.
Well, then they would need to be here. I mean, my comment would be is that we haven't had people telling us that, and nobody likes to get a violation notice. Nobody. It doesn't matter what it's about. Nobody likes to get a violation notice. But there are bylaws, and you know, the bylaws here today, what the requirements are. You know, you can't have things above the fence line, all that kind of stuff.
Well, what things do you know what can you do? Yes. Except more
people change their door locks and their doorknobs, and there's the original plate around it. If they remove the plate, most of the times it's the previous owner who removed the plate. It looks silver, or it looks a different shade of white. You're being told they're going to get a lawyer's letter.
That is not true.
That is not true.
No, and it was actually somebody who removed the plate and left it blue. Nobody who's got a silver plate that was in the
blue is in.
No, that's gone now, too. But in the cul-de-sac behind you was blue also, and that was gone now. They took off the plate, and underneath it was blue.
So the work door was blue.
I don't know, but it was just not the whole door cover of that door.
Well, Ashley, have you seen one of the violation notices? First or second violation? First or second? Okay, the first or second notice simply says you're in a routine inspection of the neighborhood. It was noted that, and there's a checklist. There are a lot of things, and it's just there's just an X. Whatever the violation is, the common ones, or it's written in, if it's something different. And there is nothing, it says contact Rock Management as soon as it's corrected, or if there's you need more time or something, you have 30 days, if you need an extension,
please call. There is no threat of the lawyer. There's nothing on this letter. I mean, it's a checklist.
But what's the second letter?
The second letter is exactly like this. It just says, see over here, it says first notice, second notice, third notice, and it's just an X at what notice it is. And this is the letter, if you've ever seen one.
It's certainly not magazine or anything.
It's not nearly like other associations, like Wellaby. I can tell you that one cites chapter and verse of the thing and says, we will defend, and that one is nasty. But this is not at all. It's really a notification. There's no threat. There's
nothing. I never saw a second letter like that. I saw one, and then I received $1,100 worth of legal letters. After that, that's what I got.
Wow.
One, and I got it. And then I got all my $1,100 worth of legal letters after that. $1,100.
Yeah.
Maybe we can, let me finish. Maybe we can be a little more neighborly. Instead of just pounding people in a tough time, we can go and give them another letter and try to work with them instead of just pounding people over and over.
With the same
and then spending $1,500 on mulch so it can wash down the drain. Take $1,500 and just throw it down the drain. You know, instead of hurting your neighbor, work with your neighbors.
Okay.
It seems it's just pound, pound, pound. Okay. Then you send a letter for one thing, it gets fixed, and you change your mind and you decide it's another thing. Why don't you be a little more specific in your letters?
Okay.
Because I can't afford $1,100. I don't know about anybody else.
Okay.
Bring it down. Regarding the same violation, I got one for the same number, the street of bricks. I didn't want to sell the bricks for.
Okay.
Prior to purchasing the property, I didn't like the color that was there. So I sold the color, you know, seeing the different color, more neutral color. Did the previous one, I guess it's not common knowledge what needs to be done. No, I am left to pay these bricks that I didn't even know about.
Well,
I look at my association document and it doesn't say anything about the bricks, so.
Well, it says any exterior change to the property. And so painting the bricks a different color would be an exterior change. But anytime you have a question like that, if you call Brock's, then they'll be more than happy to tell you, you know, what, if you don't understand it. As a new homeowner, not understanding what paint the bricks means.
But it doesn't seem because I guess the previous owner should be there for a while. And if they didn't understand me, people won't understand me either. And then you get neglected and it's like, you know, you're causing trouble kind of thing.
No, but that's why we, you know, that's why
it's not that we
call the management company. Yeah, because the management company is available to answer those questions. It's 7:55 and I'm actually, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
I put meters on the form to do some renovation in my house and it was denied. Okay, I would like for the board to reconsider what I need to do.
Submit another minute.
Submit another, submit it again? Okay.
A motion?
There we go.
Do you want to stay here all night?
I'll move that we adjourn unless everybody's done. All right.
All right.
On the motion, man.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.